Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time to talk some fantasy football right now on Gwen and Chris. One of our all-time favorites, and we've missed him throughout the offseason, but great to have him back from Bleacher Report. Mr. Matt Camp joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Matt, how you been?
I was ready to hang up on you when I heard all that kicker talk, but yeah. I'm doing all right.
You know, I mean, first pick, kicker, I mean, you'd have to just, like, kick the guy right out of the league who did that.
I mean, I'd be very happy to play against that person. I mean, right. Here's how I handle kickers. On the segments I do for Bleacher Report, my dogs pick kickers every week. We do pugs pick kickers. Now my young daughter's going to be involved. So we're going to get three kicker picks from a six-month-old in a couple of months. And two pugs. That's how I treat kickers, and that's how everybody should treat kickers. If you don't have to draft them and you can pick one up on the day before week one starts, go ahead and do that.
Oh, don't even draft one. I never even thought
of
that.
So if you can get away with not drafting it, and that's up to your league rules, it's not even worth it. You might as well take a flyer on somebody in the last round, hang on to that guy, and then if you have to, you know, pick up a kicker the night before the season begins, then go ahead and do so. Avoid picking up a kicker as long as you can. You can go find one.
Matt Camp with all of the great fantasy football details. Although I will say this, the guy in our draft last year who had the first overall pick picked a player that turned out to be worse than a kicker.
Because he never played?
Right. He picked Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. So you never know. And the guy ended up, I think, in second place in our league, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
Who did that. Anyway, Matt, enough of that stuff. Let's get to the real stuff. Fantasy football 2019. Give me your top two or three running backs, wide receivers, guys. Because I think that's what everybody kind of wants. It's funny. We all think about who we're going to take with our first pick, but what really matters is who we get later in the draft.
That's all that matters is how you fill that roster out.
But if you do have an early pick, who should you be thinking about?
I mean, if you're in the top four, there's been basically the same four guys going in some order. I usually see Barkley go number one, regardless of the scoring format, and then it's McCaffrey and Kamara. Zeke is still in there because there is confidence from people that he is going to sign before week one. I am in that camp. I believe he will sign before week one because I think Dallas needs him. On the flip side of that, I don't have Melvin Gordon in the normal six spot that many people had him in and don't have him there anymore because I think there's more concern that he won't be out there come week one or week two for that matter. So I have him down at 12. Now, if he signs, he'll be right there behind David Johnson at number six. But you got some kind of combination of Barkley, McCaffrey, Elliott, and Kamara at running back. After those guys, you can go David Johnson at five, but you might find your way into these wide receivers, DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams. I'll tell you this, and this is how good I feel about the wide receiver group. Hopkins, Adams, Julio, Michael Thomas, Beckham, Tyreek Hill, Juju. I feel good enough about those guys to say I wouldn't be surprised if any of those seven players finished as the number one overall wide receiver this year. Not only are they great wide receiver ones in terms of the tier, any one of those guys. I love the situations and talent so much that it wouldn't shock me if they finished number one overall. So, really, I have Hopkins and Adams as my top two guys. I've taken Michael Thomas in the first round. I've taken Julio in the first round. I've taken Beckham in the first round easily. You know, you can fill up your first round that way. If you go back to running back, you know, maybe it's James Conner, Joe Mixon, the aforementioned Le'Veon Bell, who used to be in that number one conversation and isn't this year because he's on a new team. It's not the Steelers. I think the Jets will be okay. You know, there's a question of what's Bell going to be. I think a year off for the most part for running back isn't the worst thing in the world, but getting in game shape not necessarily game shape, but being out there in a game situation is a different story. So is there potential rust there? You know, he could still go in the first round, but he's not going as a top five pick. But it's running backs and receivers. Don't you dare think about taking Patrick Mahomes in the first three rounds.
First three rounds.
Good to know.
I wouldn't go. I'll tell you what. I'm a waiting on a quarterback guy, And by the way, if you waited on a quarterback last year, you took Patrick Mahomes probably in the 12th round. That's how that turned out.
No, nobody even picked him in our draft. Yeah. So there you go.
Well, come on now.
Yeah. No, we didn't. We're not very smart.
Yeah,
I think you learned that by talking to us all of last year.
Some of us didn't do our homework, including myself there, man. Let's talk about the rookie class this year. There's some intriguing names in this rookie class. Anybody that you feel confident taking, not necessarily in the early rounds, but that you feel will be a contributor on a fantasy team this year?
I think the running back group is what you're looking at there, and Josh Jacobs jumps out. Yeah. There's the most open opportunity for Josh Jacobs in Oakland, and you know they had brought in Isaiah Crowell from the Jets, and he went down for the season, so they re-signed Doug Martin. But you just look and say opportunities there. He was clearly the top back in this rookie class. I think he could be a top 20 back this season just on opportunity alone. Nobody's really pushing him there for touches. I think he'll get some catches there. So I don't love Oakland. I don't think they're terrible. I kind of throw them in the same conversation as the Jets, maybe a little bit better, but I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be a solid RB2. The two names I think everybody's most intrigued by, and I think the guy who's got the most buzz right now, is David Montgomery in Chicago. And I do like his talent. There's no doubt about that. But the one thing that I worry about, that I don't worry about with Josh Jacobs, is the opportunity. You have Tariq Cohen there. He's an explosive player. He's not a 10-carry-a-game guy, but he could be a 12-to-15-touch-a-game guy. Chicago also spread the ball around with Allen Robinson and Trey Burton and Taylor Gabriel. And Matt Nagy had no problem as a great offensive mind spreading the ball around. So I just worry a little bit about Montgomery not getting enough volume. I think, you take him. He's pushing his way right now into my top 25. Just outside it, though, right now. I'm just worried about volume. The talent's there. The guy I don't worry as much about when it comes to opportunity is the other rookie running back we haven't mentioned yet, and that's Miles Sanders. He was my number two running back in this class. I love his situation in Philadelphia. I think the Eagles have the potential to be an explosive offense once again. Sure, it, of course, depends on the health of Carson Wentz, but everybody's coming into the season healthy. Wentz, Alshon Jeffrey, with Zach Ertz set the record last year for most receptions. They have a great second tight end in Dallas Goedert. They bring DeSean Jackson back. And I think Miles Sanders comes into this backfield as the guy. There's hype on him. The hype has continued. He had a nice run already tonight. I love to see hype just snowball into more. I don't want to say it was one game or just training camp. Just keep it up. I know they have Jordan Howard there from Chicago, but they gave up next to nothing to get him. I think he's just insurance. I think they want Sanders to be the guy. And I know Doug Peterson has driven us nuts the last couple of years with the carousel, the running back by committee. But I think that stops at Miles Sanders. I call certain players league winners, guys that are going to outperform their draft value. I think Miles Sanders is one of those guys this year.
I hope I pick ahead of Tony so I can get him. We're joined by Matt Camp, Bleacher Report, talking fantasy football here, 2019. Just as a personal question for our league, but I think to a lot of people who are listening as well, Matt, how do you – because this year we put Tony in charge of things, and he is desperate to play the PPR format. He was not happy last year that we did not do the PPR, which is point per reception, for those who don't know. Anyway, when it comes to drafting, what changes do you make in your draft strategy for a PPR league that you may not have for a non-PPR league?
Okay, good question. By the way, if we like fantasy football and we like fun, we want points, I assume. That's where the PPR comes in. If you want to play half point and be the compromise there, I think that's fine. But there should be points some way rewarded for catches. What I would tell you is this, you're going to look at guys who rely on the catches to carry their value, and that's typically at the running back position. So, and Alvin Kamara is going to rely on that a little bit more than, let's say, Saquon Barkley or Christian McCaffrey. Those guys are going to catch balls, but Kamara's not going to have as many carries. So there's a difference there. I'll give you a perfect example. James White, running back for the Patriots last year, led the team in targets, was right up there in receptions. They have not added much in the receiving core this year, and Rob Gronkowski is gone. So in PPR formats, I think he could be a top 15, easily a top 20 running back. But in non-PPR formats, he's a flex play at best. He's in that RB3 category. So you got to think about a spot like that. The aforementioned, we just talked about Tariq Cohen. Love him from a touch standpoint, but I have him for less than 100 carries this year. So he's going to get hurt by that. So it's more about the guys that rely on the receptions. You know, I think a guy like Tyreek Hill is going to get a boost in non-PPR formats because I don't think he's going to catch as many passes as Michael Thomas, Juju Smith-Schuster. He's going to do a lot with what he does. He might average more yards per catch than anybody else in that group, so he might get a boost in that format. You know, the guys that make the big plays that don't necessarily catch a lot of passes. Brandon Cooks for the Rams is another one of those guys. Kenny Golladay for the Lions is another one of those guys. Tyler Lockett, a lot of people are high on him as the new number one guy in Seattle with Doug Baldwin. I think his target number goes up, but I don't think he catches a ton of passes. Mike Williams for the Chargers last year didn't have a ton of targets. Chargers don't throw the ball a lot. Maybe they do with the Gordon situation, but he scored 10 touchdowns last season. So you got to judge that. Where are the points coming from? I have scoring set up. That's why I do projections at the beginning of the season and continue to update them throughout this month, non-PPR, half point and full, so you can see the differences about where guys land.
Man, there's so much information in the last 10 minutes. I feel like I'm ready for the draft right now. Matt, thanks so much as always. Hope we catch up with you soon, shortly. It's a fun time of year. I mean, everybody's got a championship team before the draft, and that's kind of like our own world of spring training. It's great right before the fantasy football draft. Thanks for all the intel.
You got it, guys. Good luck. Talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.